This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide, brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Thank you so much for that applause, and welcome to Stage Door with Graham Craig.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Graham, from What's On White, and my good self, Kevin Wilson, here on the Monday Magazine on Vectis Radio. We're talking events, but first, Graham, can I ask you this? I was stunned, awestruck, no less, by the fact that scientists from NASA reckon they've discovered six planets that are Earth-like planets, about 40 light-years away, which is nothing really. No. It's just round the corner, isn't it? So it set me off thinking, I wonder, well, there's bound to be life there somewhere, isn't there? So have they got tellies? First question. Mm-hmm. Second question, what are they going to be watching? And if they've got radios, could they be listening to us now? And also, what movies might they like to watch? Wow. What would we recommend to them?
Well, I'd be intrigued as to, would they be watching in high definition?
Ah.
Or have they got 4K curved screens?
I don't know, actually. They might have curved screens because they'll be more advanced than we are, won't they?
But are they?
I don't know. That's, I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you what I would show them. I'll tell you what I would send them, right?
Yeah.
I would send them Little Britain. They're the,
yeah,
we would call a comedy series.
Yes.
Right. And then I would show them, I would send them any episode of Jeremy Kyle, just to show that Little Britain was in fact not a comedy but a documentary.
Yeah.
And then I'd send them episodes of TOWIE and Made in Chelsea and Big Brother, just to underline that point even further.
Okay.
You know, just to show us at our absolute worst.
Okay. Do you think that's representative of the world, or are you just picking on a very narrow part of the planet? Yeah, I think you're being a bit too parochial here, Graham, because it's a big world, this Earth of ours, and there are other programmes.
Well, there are.
There are.
But these are the ones that I want to get rid of. And I wouldn't just send them, I wouldn't just send them TV shows either.
Right.
Right. I would send them all the books that Donald Trump's ever written.
Yeah.
Just
how
to show.
How many is that?
Oh, there's loads, actually. Well, I was actually staggered and amazed. I don't think technically he's written them all.
No.
In fact, I don't think he's written any of them. I think they've all been ghostwritten.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they had, you know, proper structure to the sentences, and they made sense as well.
Really?
The titles didn't, but, you know. And I, the reason I would send them all of those is not to, you know, get rid of Donald Trump, but just to show them that even hair can be funny at times.
But you said you were both staggered and amazed about the number of books that Donald Trump's written.
Yeah.
So not just staggered.
Well, if you've got... No, I mean, if you've got quite a widescreen PC monitor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, when you type something into Google,
yeah,
and like a book, for instance, and it'll come up with a little strip at the top, right? And I had to scroll even further across just to see that, you know, there were quite a lot of books.
Right.
With his name attached to them.
Did he write any of those Teach Yourself books?
Oh, there was plenty of those.
Was,
yeah, it?
It
was all kind of like, you know, How to Be Rich Like Me.
Teach Yourself Wealth.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Teach Yourself Golf,
yeah,
Courses.
Yeah. How to get rich quick, yeah, write a book, tell, yeah, everybody it's brilliant,
yeah,
and they'll all go and buy it.
That how to get to a the spray tan. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, he has been, yeah, busy, hasn't he? With,
absolutely,
with his,
yeah,
life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd also send them Robot Wars.
Okay.
Because just to show that you can mix Brian and beauty.
Oh.
Did you see what I did,
yeah,
there?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's, yeah, clever, that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty clever for a Monday.
It is, a bit, yeah, too clever. And I'm going to have a lie down now.
But first, before you do, have you got an events listed for us?
I have, yeah.
Are you going to tell us what they are, or do you just want to talk about life on other planets for the rest of the afternoon?
Well, we could do, because it's, you know, there's quite a lot more going on over there.
Okay. And for those listening to the recorded version, I should say the afternoon and evening.
But if we start off with, we got a bit of cinema. So this week, Bitter Harvest, A Cure for Wellness and Patriots Day are the newest movies to open. They opened at the end of last week. Logan opens tomorrow at 10:23. It's 10:23 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And on Tuesday. And Logan is the film of the future Wolverine from X-Men. He's past his prime. He's losing his strength and his superpowers, and he's pursued by dark forces.
Oh.
Royal Opera House presents Sleeping Beauty in a live event screening also on Tuesday 28th at Cineworld and Ventnor Arts Club. And
bit of a choice there, isn't there, for us? Logan or Sleeping Beauty? It's a tough one.
Just a bit. Well, just to throw another one in the mix for you, right? Yeah. On Thursday, the Sergei Pulinin performs Dancer in a live broadcast screening, followed by a live Q&A. And there's
Q&A?
Also
Q&A. Is that a double act?
That's like CNA, but it's a Q&A. Yeah. Oh, we're quick tonight,
aren't
we?
Oh, we are.
And this, there's also a autism-friendly screening of the Lego Batman movie at Cineworld this weekend on Sunday, the 5th of March. In the theatres, White Lines Poetry Night on Wednesday, the 1st at Key Arch. There's an archway there. You go through it. It's called a door. Catch My Soul is a one-man show starring Graham Pountney from Howard's Way and is described as a delightful, accessible insight into Shakespeare, the poet and the playwright. And that's on at Key Arts, Saturday the 4th. Live music. We've got Acoustic Arts tonight. Acoustic Arts.
Graham, what's going on? It's Acoustic Isle, isn't it?
I know. The autocue's
do you want some more coffee?
Gone wrong.
Do you want some more coffee?
Acoustic
Did
Originals.
You open the wrong envelope? Topical humour.
Should we talk about that later?
Shall we?
Acoustic Originals at Key Arts tonight, Monday the 27th. The Upbeat Beatles bring the sound of Liverpool and the 60s to Medina Theatre this Friday the 3rd. Andy Fairweatherlow and the Lowriders. What a cool name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I was playing, it'd be Graham Craig and the Craig Gets. It doesn't have the same ring about it, does it?
Yeah.
But Andy Fairweatherlow and the Lowriders are on at Shanklin Theatre also on Friday. If you prefer your music with a bit more metal, then Bon Jovi Experience will be rocking Medina Theatre on Saturday night. Then you can chill out with some Sunday morning recitals at Key Arts, and the BBC are in town.
Uh-huh.
The BBC Big Band, that is.
All right.
And they're one of the finest jazz orchestras in the world.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say. And they're at Shanklin Theatre also on Sunday the 5th. Events tomorrow. You know what tomorrow is?
I'm feeling a bit flat because it's Pancake Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one of the biggest events is over at Yarmouth from 10:30 in the square. And this week there's a beer festival. Rawr!
No.
A beer festival on at Key Arts, celebrating the building that they're in, as it used to be a store for Mew Langton Brewery,
uh-huh,
who had been brewing beer from the early 1800s. And just, you know, 100 metres away from where we're sitting now. The beer festival has some live music. It's got talks. They've got a Bavarian breakfast one morning. Ooh. And, of course, they've got some beer sampling. That's all from Thursday through to Sunday. There's loads more live music. There's loads of theatre and events to come in March and beyond. So be sure to check out What's On White on whatsonwhite.com. Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectisradio.com.